No, don't count. We're actually recording
it. Oh my.
Yeah, we are coming to you not live from New York.
Yes.
Comic Con.
It's like sort of live.
It's kind of live.
It's as live as it's going to get this year.
Insofar as we are here live.
Yes.
And recording. Statistically speaking.
Statistically speaking, some of this could be considered live.
That's right. In some regard.
Yes. That's not how statistics works, you're aware.
We're now being looked at as people walk by, like, why are they talking out loud but not to anyone?
Because we just like to talk to ourselves. We like to play with ourselves is how it works.
Wow. We did get rid of all of our butt plugs, so.
We do have one butt plug left.
That's right. So if anybody is feeling saucy, you can swing by booth. We're at booth 127.
127.
New York Comic Con.
And we are sandwiched between Obscura Antiques.
That's right.
And Cherry Juice.
Cherry sauce.
Cherry sauce. Something. Designs.
Yeah. Clothing.
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 But we've got some awesome exclusives that you've heard us talk about on the show before.
Yep.
We've got our Daleks.
I have to sell raffle tickets. So excuse me.
Go for it.
No problem. That's what we mean by almost live. Like you can feel the energy.
We've got the Deadbeat Holiday piece.
Harry
I'm dying.
You're dying?
I've got Conflu and it only just started. That's not good.
Maybe.
Conbola is what I
need. Conbola. I don't think Ebola is a good thing to joke about here.
I thought Ebola was finally funny.
Isn't that what South Park had proven?
I think that was HIV.
Is that AIDS? AIDS is finally funny.
AIDS is funny.
All right. But Conbola isn't exactly Ebola.
That's true.
It's like a lesser strain. It's cured with Robitussin and a beer.
It's cured with Robitussin and any disease cured with Robitussin and beer sounds good.
That's what I'm saying.
Although that didn't work out so well for like Elvis.
I would have cured any disease in my system last night at the Hasbro party.
Yes.
Because I pickled myself.
We should talk about that.
Do you know what I'm missing?
What?
Crave cereal.
No one is missing Crave
I actually
cereal.
Have a box from 2 years ago that I found in my collection. I could bring it tomorrow.
Nope.
It goes in like cardboard and comes out like
cardboard. Like cardboard.
It comes out the same way.
Goes in with square edges and comes out with square edges.
It's disgusting.
It really was a heinous experience.
Yeah, it was.
We can talk about the Hasbro party a bit.
Yeah,
we should. Absolutely.
Twas the night before Hasbro.
They debuted a couple of new things in the Transformers line.
Yes.
Some new Star Wars.
Star Wars reveals.
Stuff. How's it going, guys? Yeah, we're talking to people at the booth.
Yeah.
Keep talking. Keep chatting with the people. I'm going to talk to these people right here.
Yeah, absolutely.
How are you guys doing today?
It was pretty good. They also had some lovely themed drinks, which were fantastic. Both OG and I had one of each, and there were four. So I don't know if any of you have ever experienced OG just a little bit drunk.
Come right down here.
So if you guys want to experience OG drunk, drop by booth 127 and bring us alcohol.
I was slurring. By the time I had to do the 3D scan of my face,
yeah.
I might have a droopy-eyed figure. I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, so they actually had a make-your-own-hero thing. So they're using a Kinect, and they scan you in, and they print you. They print the head, rather, 3D printed, I'm assuming. And they get you a Captain America or Iron Man. So if you guys want to do that, it's over at Toys R Us, I believe, this weekend for Comic-Con. But it's something that we got to try out there, which is pretty cool.
Nice.
I got some My Little Pony. That was exciting.
We got Transformers
on DVD.
I got Transformers.
Just because no one will buy it, so might as well.
Age of Extinction is what we got, right?
It is definitely extinct.
We got some Constructobots, some magic cards.
Yeah. Yep, magic cards, booster packs.
You know what? It was a good event. Hasbro always does a nice party.
Yeah, awesome, awesome stuff.
We have an exclusive review coming up. I'm going to tease it.
Yeah, we're teasing.
We're working with Kenny Temple Archives.
Yep. You kind of spoiled it already. So I guess it's Star Wars related.
It's not the vanity.
The vanity thing. We're not doing that.
No, we are not doing that.
We're new Star Wars. But yeah, it's coming up soon. So that's going to be really exciting.
Lovely,
so stay tuned for a awesome review.
What?
Yeah, but they're really nice, and they had awesome food too. So really good stuff, like fancy little hot dog pretzel things with mustard seed on top. Anyway, it was a good time. Definitely a good time. Saw a lot of good stuff.
Man, I was
and
all.
Now we're here.
I was all ready to be recording on here.
What you're hearing in the background is both the hawking and.
Hey, scapegoat.
Dropping.
You might want to just look and make sure other people aren't talking when you start talking.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm just saying.
Well, why don't you turn it up in your headphones?
Why don't you provide me some headphones, producer?
Go ahead. No, please. Go ahead.
We're inundated in the booth. We decided to record now because there was a lull, and then whammo.
People see whammo. Three schmucks talking into a mic, and it's like, moth to a flame.
Yes. A few more lady moths would be okay.
We got a few of those once in a blue.
And what would you like to
lady moths?
I don't know. What else do we have to... Was there anything
you
else to share from Hasbro? I don't think so. I think we kind of...
No, I think I covered it. You being drunk, them bringing us free alcohol, really good food, the create-your-own thing, some of the cool stuff there. Nice people. Zombie Nerf guns were fun to shoot at people. Things. And there was a rocket.
There was a rocket, a life-size rocket. I took a photo with it.
Yeah, so you guys should be able to see that already. It's on the Instagrams.
On the Instagrams, yes. GeekStuffOG on Twitter if you don't follow me already for some reason.
You should,
and on Instagram.
ScapegoatGS, by the way.
And BK GeekStuff if he actually does that.
Well,
I do it.
You don't have the app on your phone.
No,
though,
not
so
yet. I'm waiting for my new phone.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, his iPhone 4 running iOS 5 can't handle Twitter.
It's iOS 6, Smarty.
Sorry.
What else? We did have Rich Page here earlier today. He did have a signing and
really
a
nice guy, nice dude.
He did very well. I think I said earlier there's only one butt plug left.
So yes.
They were clearly a success. And I think that's it for now.
Yeah.
I think maybe we'll turn off the mics for a bit. And we'll come back again before the end of today.
Absolutely. Do a little
wrap
up.
We're going to continue to do this throughout the con for all 4 days, hopefully.
Yeah, I hear that.
Absolutely. Get you a little more content. A little more connected with you guys.
Some more interviews, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll have some fun stuff, I think.
Definitely.
It's going to be a good weekend.
So check us out.
Yep.
BKGeekStuff.com.
Yep.
You know where to check it out already.
That's actually.
And call in 425-920-6050 or stop by booth 127 at New York Comic Con 2014.
There you go. Au revoir.
Check out our raffle.